It's a mutual sports. We are going to wind up this proceeding momentarily by leaving you with the best memory that Lennon could leave, and that, of course, was his music. The entire Open Phone America portion tonight was devoted to John Lennon and what he left us. And as the last listener, I think, most aptly pointed out in thanking the network and the like for putting this together when you don't really have to, because this is a public service program. We do want to thank WCFL in Chicago for getting the music to us, since this is not a music-playing network, per se. And WCFL is one of the fine music stations in the country, and they did get the tunes to us. And as that last caller so aptly pointed out, what Lennon did leave us was, of course, his music, and that we will treasure always, young and old. People will grow up, and there are youngsters among us who will play it for their grandchildren. And so we will, I think appropriately enough, wind up this program with a song written by John Lennon and recorded by John Lennon 9 years ago. We think it is as timely today as it was then, as it will be in 30 years. Here is the late John Lennon. John Lennon, age 40. Thank you for joining us. Have a pleasant day. This is Larry King in Washington for the whole crew here at Mutual. Our thanks to you for your attention, everyone here for putting this together. We bid you a pleasant good day.
WNBC. John Lennon. I am I'm in the morning. It's 5:33, 27 till 6 o'clock. WNBC weather. Cloudy with rain developing later today. High about 60. Dropping temperatures throughout today. Rain changing to snow before it ends tonight, Tuesday. Low about 32 degrees. It's 57 now in New York. Union Supermarkets. 5:37, 23 till 6 o'clock. I am Imus in the morning. In the event you had not heard, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed. As unbelievable as that is, last evening in front of his apartment building. The Dakota on Central Park West. We'll have complete details coming up with Charles McCord and NBC News. 22 till 6. Looking for rain today, maybe some snow this evening. WNBC. WNBC. 5:40, 20 till 6. I'm in the morning. On this Tuesday, December 9, 1980, WNBC weather mostly cloudy today with a chance of rain toward evening. Predicting now a high of only around 50. Periods of rain likely tonight, possibly mixed with snow before ending Wednesday morning. Low tonight, 30 to 35, something like that. It's 57 now in New York.
You can't see them, but I'm juggling.
WNBC, 549, 11 till 6 o'clock. I am Imus in the morning. WNBC weather mostly cloudy today with a chance of rain toward evening. High 50. Periods of rain likely tonight, maybe mixed with some snow before tomorrow, Wednesday morning. Low tonight around 32, 33 degrees. Outlook for Wednesday. And Thursday, partly sunny and pretty cold. It's 57 now in New York.
When you've got to rely on your vehicle, rely on AC Delco.
Work it, work it. Say hello to Pan Am.
Pan Am has daily all wide-body service to Caracas, departing every evening at 4:15 from Pan Am's Worldport at JFK. Call your travel agent and say hello to Pan Am. 5:51 now. 9 till 6 o'clock. I am Imus in the morning. WNBC News. Good morning, Charles McCord.
Good morning, Don. Here in the metropolitan area, they have just taken 25-year-old Mark David Chapman from the West 82nd Street Station House and are moving him right now to police headquarters at 1 Police Plaza for booking. He will be formally charged there with the murder last night of John Lennon. If you have not heard the news yet, incredibly, John Lennon, the former Beatle who profoundly influenced the course of music, was shot to death here last night about 10 minutes till 11 as he and his wife Yoko Ono returned to their apartment building, the Dakota, at 72nd Street in Central Park West. Police say the suspect in the slaying, Chapman, had stopped Lennon earlier yesterday afternoon about 5 when he was leaving the building, and he got his autograph, then returned 6 hours later to kill him. Lurking in the Dakota's courtyard, called Lennon's name, got his attention, then shot him 5 times as Yoko looked on in horror. The two having just returned from a recording session here in Midtown. Police rushed Lennon to Roosevelt Hospital, a mile away in a squad car. Hundreds of fans lit candles and ringed the hospital in silent tribute. Inside Roosevelt, Dr. Stephen Lynn detailed the nature of Lennon's wounds.
There was a significant injury of the major vessels inside the chest, which caused a massive amount of blood loss, which probably resulted in his death.
And in fact, Dr. Lynn said there was no chance to save Lennon, who was described as being dead on arrival. Among the millions who grew up with the Beatles and their music all the way back to the very first in the mid and late 50s, a familiar name in New York City, a friend of ours here at WNBC, who is a historian, really, of rock music, and WNBC's Mark Gibson chatted with him last night.
New York music critic Norman Knight says he wasn't on a first-name basis with Lennon. He had met him on several occasions and had chatted with him about his past and his future. Still, Knight says he feels a deep sense of personal loss.
You know, it's one thing when a man dies when he's an old person or anything else, but to have someone tragically cut down in the prime of their life, the man just turned 40 years old or young or whatever.
I still think I'm dreaming about the whole thing. I really do.
And Knight says the day December 8th will stick in his mind for years to come. Mark Gibson at WNBC.
The weather, some rain ahead, and it's going to get cold. Miami won the football game last night. Details coming up on WNBC, but first with more on the death of John Lennon, here's NBC's Mike Moss.
The man who obtained an autograph for his John Lennon album earlier yesterday returned to Lennon's apartment house in New York last night and, according to police, shot him to death. In custody on suspicion of killing the 40-year-old founder of the Beatles is Mark David Chapman. NBC's Wally Robinson has more.
Chapman had apparently had John Lennon on his mind for some time. Police say he arrived in New York a week ago from Hawaii and spent most of his time hanging around the Lennon's apartment building asking questions about them. He approached the Lennons as they were leaving the building and obtained an autograph, and he was there when they returned. Chief of Detectives James Sullivan.
Mr. Chapman came up behind him and called to him, Mr. Lennon, as he arrived at that doorway. And then in a combat stance, He emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
Chapman then dropped the gun and calmly waited for police. He'll be arraigned on murder charges this morning. Wally Robinson, NBC News, New York.
When word spread that Lennon was dead, incredulous fans turned up outside the West Side Manhattan building. Among them was a man who described himself as a delivery man who dealt with the rock musician.
I delivered groceries to his apartment. He was a gentleman. He was a genius. He was an artist. He wasn't a politician who got shot. He was an artist. And he was a great man. And God bless him and lodge with him.
By mid-morning, literally thousands of people were at the death scene, many chanting the words to a Lennon tune made famous during the Vietnam War era. All we are saying is, give peace a chance. More news in a minute.
As he turnpike, the right lane is closed between interchanges 15E and 16E for construction, and alternate side to the street parking is back in effect today in all five boroughs. The WNBC weather mostly cloudy with a chance of rain developing towards evening, the high about 50. Periods of rain likely tonight, possibly mixed with snow before ending Wednesday morning, the low tonight 33 in the city. Partial clearing, turning colder Wednesday afternoon, the high around 40, and the outlook for Thursday partly sunny and very cold. At the moment in Midtown, it is quite mild, 57 degrees, and that's what's happening. I'm Charles McCord, WNBC, New York.
Thank you, Charles. I'm Ibis in the morning at 6:01, WNBC. Four after 6 o'clock, I am Imus in the morning. As we just heard on NBC News, as difficult as it is to believe, former Beatle John Lennon shot to death last evening as he entered his apartment building, the Dakota, at 72nd and Central Park West here in New York. Police took a suspect into custody at the scene. He's 25-year-old Mark David Chapman of Hawaii. He's been charged with murder. John was taken to Roosevelt Hospital, which is about 10, 12 blocks from 72nd and Central Park West, and he was pronounced dead soon after. 57 degrees in New York, WNBC weather mostly cloudy today with a chance of rain toward evening, high around 50. As Charles said, periods of rain likely tonight, possibly mixed with snow before ending Wednesday morning, low tonight about 33. After 6 o'clock, I miss in the morning, a couple of seconds away from 8 after 6, WNBC. WNBC, 12 after 6. time this in the morning. 6:12 now. WNBC weather, 57 degrees. New York, mostly cloudy today with a chance of rain toward evening. High around 50. Periods of rain likely tonight, possibly mixed with snow before it ends Wednesday morning. Low tonight about 33 degrees. Outlooks for Thursday, partly sunny and very cold. 56 WNBC has twice as much music. If you're caller 2 or 4, the headline album and the Toshiba AM FM portable radio from Crazy Eddie, 212-955-9066. Call now. Good luck.
Come on in and do your shopping. The show-offs are here to see.
December 9, 1980 is difficult, as this may be for you to believe, and in the event you have not heard, former Beatle John Lennon was shot to death here in New York last evening as he entered his apartment building at 72nd and Central Park West. Police took a suspect into custody at the scene. He's 25-year-old Mark David Chapman of Hawaii. He has been charged with murder. It happened about 10:50 last evening. John was taken to Roosevelt Hospital. Soon after, he was pronounced dead. Charles McCord and Mike Moss and all the folks in our NBC News department are here, and any further details we have, we'll give them to you, so keep it here. WNBC.
I can't cover up my feelings.
Something the radio announcer said. The rock and roll is still alive. It's just the ones who make it suddenly seem to die. Something the radio announcer said. The rock and roll is still alive. It's just the ones who make it suddenly seem to die. Something we've loved is lost and never found again. The stars that have stopped shining have never really faded away. Their faces we'll never see again, but their songs are here to stay. Still the music is playing in my head. As long as their memories live, rock and roll is never dead.
Some feelings that people are sharing this morning with us. If you'd like to call up, something on your mind, or if you'd just like to let it out, I guess, call me, 571-ROCK. John Lennon, 40 years old, shot to death last night in New York City. We have news coming up with Dan. He'll give us more details on this. The person that is in custody who shot John. John was shot twice in the back. He was getting out of a cab last night with Yoko, and this man, supposedly he's been stalking him for quite a while, for a few days now. He was seen crouching in the doorway of the Dakota, the apartment building where they lived, and he is in custody. Some more Beatles for you from LRS.
The new KJ100, 618, 18 after 6 o'clock with Hutch. As we mentioned earlier, no humor and mirth this morning. We're talking to you about what you think should be done or what you think about the fact that John Lennon has been shot to death. Of course, everybody refers to him as the driving force behind the Beatles. He organized the group. He was known as the intellectual of the group. And most people say he was basically responsible for the group's breakup in 1970. McCartney announced he was leaving the group because of personal and business differences. But most people figure it was because John married Yoko and essentially wanted to make her the fifth Beatle, and the other three did not like that. It looks like now all the talk about a Beatles reunion will come true. But instead of being at a musical concert, it will be at a funeral. And Woody will have more on that coming up.
Once there was a... Checking available December 31st. Good morning at 6:20 at the new KJ 100. I'm Woody Stiles. In the top of the headlines this morning, as you've perhaps heard, death this morning in the entertainment world. Several hundred people have gathered outside an upper Midwest Manhattan hospital in awe and in sorrow for the death of former Beatle John Lennon. Among them, such people as this man here.
I will stay at the foot of this hospital and pray until the sunrise.
As Hutch has been telling you, Lennon was murdered last night as he stepped outside his limousine in his Manhattan apartment. The man charged is said to have been trailing Lennon for the past several days. He's 25-year-old Mark David Chapman from Hawaii. No known motive. The shooting was witnessed by Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, and a number of friends. John Lennon dead this morning at the age of 40. Right now, Weather Service radar show that there's quite a bit of rain activity.
More on the suspect from Chief of Detectives James T. Sullivan.
He had remained at the location and was standing as the officers arrived. They apprehended him and placed him under arrest. He had dropped the gun after he fired the shot, and the gun was kicked by one of the doormen into another area so that the elevator man was able to take the gun and keep it for us until the police arrived.
Today, Chapman will be arraigned on a murder charge. Meanwhile, hundreds of Lennon fans have kept an all-night vigil outside John's apartment building. 29-year-old Ed Peterson is one of those fans.
I felt bewildered. I wanted to somehow
Cheryl, I'm not a vulture here to see anything. I don't want to see anything. I'm just paying my respects. In fact, I've lost a friend.
John Lennon spoke about death in an interview published in the current issue of Playboy. Lennon said he had no desire to follow in the footsteps of stars who died before their careers ended and were worshipped for it. He said it's better to fade away than burn out. When asked about the future, Lennon said the key is acceptance of the unknown. He says if you do that, the future is plain sailing. I'm Dara Wells from The Source.
Good morning, Don. Here in the metropolitan area, 25-year-old Mark David Chapman is being booked right now down at One Police Plaza, being formally charged with murder in the slaying last night of former Beatle John Lennon. If you haven't heard the news, Lennon was shot five times outside his apartment building, the Dakota, at 72nd and Central Park West. Happened about 10 till 11 last night as he and his wife Yoko Ono stepped into the Dakota's courtyard, having just returned from a recording session here in Midtown. Doctors at Roosevelt Hospital say Lennon never had a chance. Outside the Dakota right now, a sad and solemn vigil continues. About 1,000 fans, maybe more, are gathered there. They started showing up late last night as the news spread that John Lennon had been killed. Chief of Detectives James Sullivan says we are beginning to learn a little more about the accused assailant. Sullivan says Chapman came to New York about a week ago, apparently, and was seen at least three times near the Dakota over the past 3 days. Sullivan gave this account of the man charged with the murder.
We have arrested Mark David Chapman of 55 South Kukui, K-U-K-U-I Street, Hawaii, for the homicide of John Lennon. He's a male Caucasian, tan complexion, 5 feet 11, 195 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, and he's 25 years of age.
A community relations director at a hospital where Chapman had been working in Hawaii described him as a good employee, never giving a hint that he might be violent or behave peculiarly. WNBC's Catherine Smith was here at Roosevelt Hospital in New York last night as doctors worked feverishly and in vain trying to revive Lennon. Later, she talked with a man who had also been hurt last night and was being treated in the Roosevelt emergency room.
Alan Weiss talked with a grimace. He'd been in a motorcycle accident and brought to Roosevelt Hospital. Alan is a producer for WABC-TV. As he lay in the emergency room, Alan was aware of another patient being wheeled in next to him. He heard murmurs of chest wounds from police. And then he heard the voice of a woman, soft and mournful, crying, oh no, over and over again. When Alan Weiss asked police who that was, they answered it was Yoko Ono. The patient next to him had died, and it was John Lennon. Catherine Smith, WNBC News.
Lennon had been living quietly here in New York. He only recently had re-entered the music world after taking 5 years off to spend more time with his wife and their son, Sean. Just last month, he released a 14-song album called Double Fantasy.
To the emergency room of the Roosevelt site, St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital, this evening, shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
The suspect in Lennon's death is identified as Mark David Chapman, a 25-year-old man from Honolulu. Police there say he bought the gun allegedly used 6 weeks ago. You're listening to UPI World News. Sally Smith was walking his dog last night when Lennon was shot and killed. He says he heard reports that the suspect, Mark David Chapman, had been seen around Lennon's apartment building for some time.
I do see a lot of people hanging out around the Dakotas, little girls here and there during the week, but they only hang around during the day, you know, or maybe for an hour or two, just to get a glimpse of John Lennon or get an autograph. But this is very strange for someone not reporting it to the precinct, a person hanging out by himself for the past week, day and night.
Police say the suspected killer, Mark David Chapman, was waiting in the building's courtyard, where fans of the ex-Beatle and other celebrity residents of that apartment house are allowed to congregate. Chapman is said to be unemployed and reportedly was a former security guard, is married, and lived in an apartment complex in Honolulu. Honolulu police say Chapman bought the gun in a shop a block from the Honolulu police station. Soviet troops are still poised on both sides of the Polish border, but according to...
It's tough. It really is. I guess it kind of drives home the point that, I guess tomorrow's not promised to anybody, and that includes famous people as well. So we have to, we have to hang in there. Keep going on. John Lennon really left us a lot to think of him by, with all of his music, and that's what he left us. So,
question, and I'm sure it's in most people's minds, is why?
Well, there's so many really crazy people in the world. I mean, that's really all there is to it. I mean, there are people that are just nuts, and it's too bad that something like this would happen. But there's no way, of course, to really try to prevent something like this. I mean, there are people who are at various stages of derangement, and as the police say in this particular case, the guy apparently was just a crazy.
We're returning from a recording session,
right?
And they were in front of the Dakota, their apartment building, and they just gotten out of a cab,
mm-hmm.
and the guy ran up behind John and shot him twice in the back, and he was taken in a police car to the hospital, pronounced dead on arrival, and he was 40. We've all lost a friend. Feels like just a real close friend's gone, and
mm-hmm.
we grew up with him.
Yep, that's a fact.
Grew up with him. It's 6:34 at LRS.
Hey, Jude.
McCartney wrote The Pretty Ones, but it was John Lennon who gave the band its edge. Lennon was, of course, the intellectual of the group, and it's pretty well assumed that he was the force behind most of the changes in the band, including getting rid of their first drummer, Pete Best. And when the Beatles went into the psychedelic slant of things in the late 60s, Lennon also was responsible for that. Woody and I will be covering the details all morning this morning in case you got up. A little while ago, John Lennon was shot to death last night by a man police refer to as a wacko as he was going into his apartment in New York City. There is apparently no motive. The man, who was from Hawaii, had been hanging around Lennon's apartment for the last couple of days, and they said he sort of had a smirk on his face when they carried him away, so apparently there is no motive in the case at this point. They assume the man is just mentally deranged.
What?
Just a nut. Just a nut.
Oh, God, are you kidding?
What a morning. What a morning. 6:41 at LRS, taking calls and letting you voice it for us.
The effort, I know we're going to catch all the...
Not just America, but the world.
I think it is, man. Were you around when Kennedy got shot?
Yes, I was.
Do you remember it?
Very clearly.
I'm feeling the same way.
It's horrible.
Feeling the same way. It felt like we've all lost something special.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling me.
Thank you.
John Lennon was 40, and he was shot to death in New York City last night, getting out of a cab, shot twice in the back by someone who I'm sure is going to plead insanity and be put in a room someplace with a color TV for the rest of his life. What do you think about that, Dan?
What's that? I'm sorry, I just walked in.
A couple folks on the phone I've talked to, and peaceful folks that are saying, I hope they give him the chair or gas him or something.
Yeah.
Just violent reactions to it, which is understandable, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's,
for no reason whatsoever.
That's true, and it's a bad thing. It's it's terrible that something like that should happen, but you have to keep yourself from overreacting, though, to the assailant. The guy certainly is deranged. Apparently, he's just as the New York City police call him in their words, he's a wacko.
Mm-hmm.
And taking another life is not going to even the score, if you want to call it that. And it's something that we have to grieve for John. And I don't see that what another death would really even the score or do anything to correct the situation. So, but that's just a personal opinion, of course.
It's 9 minutes down from 7 o'clock. from LRS.
Asked, do you know what you just did? He says, the gunman responded, I just shot John Lennon. The suspect had been hanging around the Dakota. Even had Lennon autograph an album earlier in the day. Lots of people apparently saw Chapman hanging around. Danny Creed tells the source that's not unusual.
I lived down the street at about 6:30 when I was coming home from work. I happened to see this man stand in front of the building. It looked like he had John Lennon's album on. And I just figured, geez, there's somebody waiting for him, and I was almost tempted to wait myself to see him come in. I figured he must know that he's coming in soon or something. But I just kept on walking.
The man Creed saw was apparently the suspect. Chapman will be arraigned later today for murder. Now outside Lennon's apartment building, hundreds of people stand dazed. They were silent for a long time, then a rumble through the crowd. There was only one thing that left the lips of the yet unbelieving crowd. Words John and Yoko made famous. John Lennon, dead at 40, murdered in New York City. And that's news. I'm Bob Madigan from The Source.
Well, the Carter administration is still awaiting...
to tell you that John Lennon is dead. I'm Lyda Snow, American Contemporary Radio. There's a lot of disbelief this morning. Hundreds of people gathering first at a New York City apartment house, then at the hospital where the former Beatle was taken after being gunned down on his way home last night. ABC's David Leslie was outside the Dakota apartment on New York's Upper West Side, the house where Rosemary's Baby was made, the house where so many of the famous live, and where John Lennon died.
I saw one man who apparently hadn't been there too long approach a police officer and ask if the flowers could be given to the Lennon residence. This man seemed like a businessman, a young man, maybe about 30 or so. Wanted to show his respect and give his respects by leaving the flowers there. It was a solemn, sad moment. It was still a moment of disbelief. People couldn't believe that it had happened.
This was no random killing. The man who police say shot John Lennon called out his name before taking a combat stance and letting the bullets fly. Police say Mark David Chapman may have been born in Alabama, but has been living in Honolulu for several years. He's only been in New York City for a week. He's been charged with murder. John Lennon and the Beatles, that story coming up.
This is a story about a family, a mother and father, a baby girl, and a little boy about 7 years old. They live in a village across the sea where everyone is very, very poor. Because they don't have enough food or the means to grow their own food, the little boy is suffering from malnutrition. Because they don't have safe drinking water, the baby is critically ill, and there are no medical facilities available anywhere near their village. Without proper nourishment, the boy may be mentally and physically disabled. Without medical treatment, his little sister may not survive at all. Now, across the world, CARE, the International Aid and Development Organization, is urgently appealing for funds to provide needy families like this with food, medical aid, and the means to build a better life for their children. The question is, will help arrive in time? You can write a happy ending to this story. Write your check or money order to CARE, Box 576, New York 10156, or your local CARE office.
The Beatles changed the face of rock music, and John Lennon was the thinking Beatle. The one with a philosophy, the one who seemed to care most about issues bigger than the latest song. But the songs are the legacy, and the John Lennon, Paul McCartney songs tell the history of a generation. From I Want to Hold Your Hand through to Hey Jude and Revolution Man, there are so many. It's hard to imagine how any two people could write so many successful songs. But as for life as a Beatle, Lennon told an interviewer earlier this year that it wasn't what it was cracked up to be.
We usually just hung together somehow, you know? And there would always be somebody to lean on when there's four of you. You know, yeah. There'd always be somebody that would be together enough to sort of pull you through different phases of it.
John Lennon was brutally shot last night in the city he loved more than any other. At a news conference in 1973, Lennon explained why he chose to live in New York.
Most of the major talent I feel in the world is here, and we want to be where the action is because it's inspiring artistically and all other. I mean, what's the use of being in, I can't well offend somebody, so forget that, Denmark. There's no point in being elsewhere. This is where it's happening. Whatever it is that's happening, this is it.
In New York, disc jockey Jimmy Fink says that meeting Lennon was an experience.
I found him to be
larger than life, even upon meeting him, which I don't find on meeting many rock stars that I have met in my career. I found John to be much larger than life.
In a recent interview for Playboy magazine, John Lennon said, "This is the time to produce your own dream." He said, "This is the decade in which it's possible to do anything."
Help! I need somebody! Help!
Lennon said recently that the unknown is what it is. Accept that it's unknown, and then everything is plain sailing. It's a message of hope that many people will find hard to take this morning. John Lennon, dead at 40. I'm Lyda Snow, American Contemporary Radio, a service of ABC News.
A cold front.
It doesn't work. I've tried it. I have a hard time being not prejudiced against very short-haired accountants on that, and thinking of the old businessmen.
The news AccuWeather will follow. The drizzle has returned. It's 47 degrees at 4 o'clock. From ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt. The man accused of murdering John Lennon is in a mental hospital in New York, where he'll be tested. Earlier, Mark David Chapman was in court to be arraigned on a second-degree murder charge. ABC's Ted David was at the arraignment.
The assistant district attorney told the court quite bluntly, as far as he's concerned and as far as the people are concerned, Chapman came to the New York area to do exactly what he did, kill John Lennon. The assistant district attorney said that Chapman borrowed $2,000, came to New York, and proceeded to shoot John Lennon. He said John Lennon was shot in cold blood by a man who was rational, cool, calm, and collected.
Correspondent David also says Chapman has a criminal record in Florida that dates back to 1972. Outside Lennon's apartment building in New York, more than 500 of his fans are maintaining a vigil. Floral wreaths, messages of sympathy, and pictures of the ex-Beatle decorate the entrance to the building's courtyard. President Carter and President-elect Reagan have sent messages of condolence to Lennon's widow, Yoko Ono. Reaction from around the world is still coming in. It ranges from sadness to anger. John Lennon does not leave his widow and young son destitute. London's New Standard newspaper estimates, without working, Lennon was worth $12 million a year. I'll have more after this.
News, New York.
Chapman bought the gun he allegedly used against Lennon at a Honolulu gun shop, where police say he was issued a permit because he had no known criminal record. In a statement, President Carter said he was distressed by the senseless way Lennon was killed. "It is especially poignant," said Mr. Carter, "that John Lennon died by violence when he had so long campaigned for peace. The spirit of John Lennon and the Beatles," the president went on, "became the spirit of a whole generation, rash and earnest, ironic and realistic." President-elect Reagan, commenting on Lennon's murder after a meeting in New York City today with Cardinal Cook, did not back down from his position against gun control. Mr. Reagan called the killing a great tragedy, but continued to back tougher prison sentences for crimes committed with guns, not gun control. Now this.
Convince us that there was a miscarriage of justice, or a shadow of a doubt is what we're standing on. Mm. And, of course, the best investigation is to meet the people. You know, I'm just not a reader. I like to judge people by how they are, you know. And I'm convinced of the sincerity of Michael X and the Hanratties.
Do you ever go into their... Do you ever go further, say, into the background of people, rather than taking people on face value?
I often sort of suss people out round the back, yes.
No, I asked you about this, especially about this investigation thing about people's characters, was because the day I wrote about the fact that you were going to try and help the parents of Hanratty, somebody telephoned me and said, you know, John Lennon wants to watch what he's getting up to, and so do you, me.
Yeah, that's true.
Because a threat, you know, because saying that it was a very unsavoury subject, and I think...
But there are people
who have got involved with a lot of subjects that...
Because anything that gets down to the...
unsavoury.
Anything that gets down to the nitty-gritty becomes unsavoury for some people, like whoever is responsible for the Hanratty miscarriage of justice and all the other people...
From ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt. There will be no funeral services for former Beatle John Lennon, but his widow says time will be set aside later this week for a silent vigil to pray for his soul. That statement today from Yoko Ono as psychiatrists get ready to probe the mental condition of the man accused of killing Lennon last night in New York. A judge has ordered Mark David Chapman held without bail pending a mental examination. Arraignment scheduled January the 6th. Prosecutors charged Chapman had a long criminal record, something Honolulu police apparently overlooked when they issued him a gun permit, and that he planned Lennon's murder in cold blood. It's chilly and dark now outside the Lennon's New York apartment house where the fatal shots were fired last night, but the vigil goes on, and ABC's Martin Bush reports.
Amidst the true mourners, the scene had a certain bizarre aspect. A man dressed in a black cowl and cape clutching a single rose. Punk rockers, some of indeterminate sex, with finger-waved hair and wearing lipstick. The Paul McCartney impersonator of Beatlemania happening by and being cursed in loathsome terms by a woman with a peace sign drawn on her forehead. Loads of empty beer bottles littering street and overflowing trash bins. And with it all, men and women shyly moving forward to heap the ironwork gate with more flowers or pictures or poems. A sign lettered on the brick saying, John Lennon will never die. Martin Bush, ABC News, New York.
George Miller was in his late teens when John Lennon and the Beatles took the music world by storm. Now a congressman from California, Miller eulogized Lennon today on the floor of the House.
John Lennon captured the irreverence and the playfulness of our youth. He articulated our sense of frustration and chaos about violence, war, and hunger. He matured into a thoughtful and almost shy man who preferred the tranquil company of his wife and child to the frenetic adulation of adoring admirers.
From the White House and from President-elect Reagan have come statements of sorrow about the killing of John Lennon. I'll have more after this.
If you use a loan,
I don't know what the outcome of it will be, but
sometime within the next 24 hours, four sophisticated U.S. airborne warning and reconnaissance planes are expected to land in West Germany.
We're coming over to America and attempting to make it big on the basis of the popularity that you have created.
Well, it's not competition, but they're very good. We like them and we know them, you know, and they're good lads and they play well. And there's enough money over here for every group in Britain to come and make a fortune.
Are the Beatles friendly with any of the other Liverpool groups?
Jerry and the Pacemakers, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, the Searchers, those guys.
Nearly, yeah.
No, we just played with them when we were kids. Sorry.
Oh, let me have a go.
It's a Banzai remix, stage 444.
Oh, she handed it on to me, me boy.